I'm Damon Davis, and today it's my pleasure to chat with two superstars, British businesswoman, reality TV star from The Real Housewives of Dubai, and host of the hit podcast Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanberry, the Caroline Stanberry, and of course, her amazing husband, former professional soccer player and a marketing and media mogul of his own, Sergio Carallo. Thank you guys so much for being here with me. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for having us. That was a great introduction.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And you say his name better than I do.
Yes. Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. Like I said, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the incredible life that you guys live. You're in Dubai. You're taking trips all over the world. But also, there's a lot on social media that you guys share. You talk about some of your personal life in authentic ways, showing some genuine moments of openness. I would love to hear a little bit more about sort of your relationship. Would you do me a favor? Just tell me what you appreciate about one another. And ladies first, Caroline, you want to tell me what you love about Mr. Sergio, please?
Oh, I love that question, actually. Okay.
Oh, my God. But I'm on the spot now. This is a good one. What do I appreciate about? I mean, look, I appreciate his zest for life. Like, he has made me look at life a completely different way. I think as we get older, you get sort of more bitter and life's kind of punched you a few times. He's so, you know, I met Sergio when he was 24 and I was 43. So he's got this sort of wonderful eye-opening way of looking at the world. His kindness, he's amazing to me. His number one priority is me and my children and just making sure that we're okay. And he puts everyone before himself. That's just who he is.
I'm going to cry. That's beautiful, actually. Those are the most amazing words I've heard from your mouth in,
He always cries.
I love it.
The way he is with his family, although, you know, I'm always teasing him about how he's a mummy's boy, I guess, you know, that serves me in good stead for how he takes care of me.
What I appreciate the most about Caroline, I could say, is how, you know, as she was mentioning before, she kind of, you know, met me when I was 24 years old. I was a baby still. And I really appreciate every moment and in every situation for being there and kind of like guide me as a mentor, you know, whatever it is, business, family, you know, any kind of areas in life, that she's always there. And I love to hear from her experience, you know, that point of view that really helped me to get a, you know, track in life. And yeah, that's one of the best things, to be honest.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've watched your relationship and it's amazing to see your mutual admiration for each other and how much you sort of have fun together. I think that's really cool. I'd love to talk a little bit more about each of your sort of professional endeavors. Caroline, I know you're a businesswoman. Sergio, you've played professional sports. Can you tell me what you've brought from your professional experiences? What team sports, Sergio, has taught you about being in a relationship? And Caroline, maybe what you've learned from your business endeavors that have taught you some lessons about life and what you bring to your relationship. You Sergio, what about you?
Okay, so, you know, since I was little, I had a very big and strict discipline, you know, playing professional sports. And I think what that really brought into kind of like where I am today is, you know, the teamwork. At the end of the day, marriage is like a team that, you know, sometimes,
you know, he doesn't give up, he shows up.
I always show up, and you know, sometimes the husband is at, you know, 20%, and that's where the wife has to come up to equal that balance, or you know, the other way around. So I think, you know, maybe because of my age as well, you know, sometimes, you know, or I would say most of the times I try to equal that balance, because I think that's the key in a relationship, you know, to give a bit more than what you're supposed to.
I think it taught him persistence. And not to give up at the first hurdle. You know, 1% of the world gets to where he is, if that, to do, you know, what sport to the level he did. And I think that that shows commitment. And, you know, that's, a lot of people don't have that.
And it really prepared you for life in general, you know, because having that discipline since you are little, you know, when you, I had to prioritize, you know, sports to be
over anything else.
You know, over anything else. I didn't really have a childhood, you know, I was really, you know, because I love the game, but also it was very tough. And, it, you know, with my family involved, everybody around me, it really gets you ready for real life. And I think that's very important for any kind of like, you know, parents, you know, with the kids, to really put them into sports, because, you know, it makes them, you know, realize how tough life is.
He doesn't get distracted easily by shiny things.
Yeah, that's a good point. Caroline, how about for you? What have you brought from their business experience to a relationship?
I think, well, you know, I'm used to working with a lot of people and hearing people out, you know, so from business, you work with a lot of different characters, which teaches you a bit more patience, I suppose. You know, I understand that I helicopter my relationship with Sergio sometimes and realize that there is, you know, a 20 years age gap, well, 19, but, you know, basically 20 years. And that's a whole other person. So I have to be more patient and understand that he hasn't had the life experience maybe I have in some situations. Things that are obvious to me in business aren't obvious to him, maybe, or even vice versa, by the way. He teaches me some stuff that I'm just not willing to learn as much because I already think I know it all. So, you know, it's difficult. It's, you know, I think
Caroline has a brilliant mindset to really helicopter herself in any kind of situation
and pull myself back
and see a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, no matter how dark the situation is or like how complicated it is, you know, she kind of explodes for a moment, but then at the end she just comes back with like 3-4 options, which really helps to solve that problem. And I think that's what really adds up.
I'm a problem solver, always have been.
Yeah.
And that's, I like, amazing, to make everything okay for everybody around me.
I love it. So continuing with relationships, tell me, what is some of the best relationship advice you've ever received, or some that you would love to give to others?
Freedom. You can't hold on to someone by holding on to them. That's something I'm still teaching him.
Yeah, I'm still learning, you know, because I'm younger than my wife.
He's younger and he's Latin, so he doesn't like to give me much freedom, but not in a horrible way. It's just he likes to be with me all the time. I think sometimes we all need space. We all need time, that whatever that looks like.
You know, if you feel something, just go with it and go for it. Because, you know, when, like, no one really believed in us in the beginning, but we really stick to our feelings and we kept going. And then at the end, we made it here. So really, you know, if you feel it, just go with it.
Yeah, nobody thought this would work. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was one person.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And now, I've heard you say on paper, we don't work, but there you are. And it looks wonderful. Yes. It's amazing. Yeah. So moving into business just a little bit, it's my understanding, if you want to talk about it, that you've got some health products coming out in the future. Is that right?
We have them here, actually.
Yeah. What are you working on?
We are on wellness gummies. It's basically, you know, beauty from the inside out and like here we glow. And they're just things that Sergio and I have always taken and they make us feel better. And we're really excited to launch them. But we had a disaster with the shrink wrapping and I won't launch anything till it's perfect.
Yeah.
So
it's very clean, you know, vegan, gluten free.
Yeah.
Made in the US. You know, the formula, it's amazing. It tastes very well. And then we are adding as well some other detox teas to kind of like lose weight and everything focused on the wellness area.
Everything that we eat and need, but I can't wait to launch actually. Yeah. We've been really lucky. Bust the Label has been sort of ticking along easily right now. We haven't done any
marketing yet. But the idea basically behind it is, you know, it's something that is, I think the storytelling behind the brand is very interesting because it's kind of like, you know, really, you don't have to follow society and fit in the box. We were never meant to work or we were never meant to fit in that box. And we are outside the box and actually working. So that's kind of why, you know, the whole thing behind Bust the Label.
I'm big on, I've just had my facelift. I'm very honest about all the things I do. So I've had a facelift. I do, you know, NAD, peptides. And now we've got, you know, the gummies that I take alongside probiotics and things for hair loss. And these are literally things that live in my cupboard.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're excited.
That's really cool. Very good. Well, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful when it comes up. I love what you said about wellness from the inside. That's super, super important. It's both physical and mental. So let me ask you quickly, Sergio, I saw recently online that you were doing sort of a journal of manifesting and intention. Tell me a little bit about your mental health practices.
Actually, it's very interesting because now I just came back from Spain to spending Christmas and I saw inside my wardrobe a whole, basically like a panel written in pencil. And I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, I used to do this. I used to manifest and visualize everything where I am today in life since I was little, but I didn't realize I was doing it. So, you know, since basically my whole life, I've been like writing on paper, really visualizing, you know, what I want to get, you know, where I want to get to. Or like any problems, how I'm gonna like kind of like, you know, overcome those problems. And we are big into manifestation. We We do vision boards, you know, we really visualize, and I've seen the life I'm living now. And I think the most important people, because I read a lot of, about, you know, very successful, you know, people, and they said they've seen themselves where they are in life now. You know, they've seen everything they have, and for them, it becomes so normal that, you know, it's just life.
I saw everything. I saw the house I'm in right now. I saw him. I've seen it all.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. Well, Caroline, Sergio, it's been wonderful to be with you guys today. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. All the best. All right. Good luck with the launch.
Thank you very much.